Oh, sure you can't stay for more coffee?
Well, it's late, and Jim never has a second cup.
You know, I'd love another cup.
Jim never had seconds of my coffee.
Your coffee sucks.
A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of
SGMR podcast, Alien CG on Twitter.
This is the SGMR podcast, episode number 37. Happy Halloween. A good Saturday morning to everyone. It is I, your guide this Halloween. Okay, it's Halloween. You probably got the idea that it was. Especially since you woke up and you said, hey, it's October 31st. It's Halloween. Around here, this year in Cleveland, you don't need a snowsuit for your Halloween costume, but you're going to have to incorporate an umbrella into it, because it's supposed to rain later, and, well, I won't be home for the trick-or-treaters this year again, second year in a row. Last year, I was in Detroit, Michigan. That was for a comic and anime convention with Kate. This year, we are going to a Halloween party, so, yeah, we're not going to be, I'm not going to be here to hand out candy to the little kids, so sorry. Don't egg my house. Actually, I don't mind it. It saves me money on candy. And also keeps the stuff out of the house, which means I'm not eating at all. I have a bad habit of doing that. So after Halloween happens, then I'm not sure what time I'm going to get home this evening, but if it's late, you know, if it's not too late, I get home before midnight, I might set myself up, and when the clock strikes midnight, start writing. Because NaNoWriMo starts tomorrow, well, tonight at midnight. And it should be a, I should have a good year this year. I think I have a good idea. I've run it by a few people, and they seem to really like the idea. Now, if I could just get the idea out onto paper and make it something that people want to read, I think I'm doing pretty good for myself. Yes, it's going to be another one of those episodes where I just ramble, because I really haven't planned anything. I haven't thought about anything. There's no, like, there's been nothing in the news this week that I really want to talk about. I don't want to talk about politics. And really nothing else has happened, so, you know, nothing worth me just sitting here rambling about. So, with NaNoWriMo just, like, sitting right there in front of me, I figure, you know, maybe a little more writing discussion. I hope you don't mind, especially if you're one of those writing. I mean, and I definitely encourage, I mean, anyone out there who, you know, has ever just, even if you're not going to write something that you want to publish, I mean, I've done this now. This is my seventh year doing this, and I still haven't published anything, but I don't care. To me, it's just good. It's a good way to learn to focus yourself and concentrate on one thing at a time. If you could write 50,000 words straight of a story, then I think you're doing pretty good. Now, in past years, I've actually written blog posts in there, but I do not count, like, all my writing towards, you know, the 50,000 goal. I do not, never counted blog posts as writing, unless, of course, I was writing blog posts for NaNoWriMo. And actually, one year, I was actually going to do, like 30 blog posts at a, like, in a row, and write, you know, make them anywhere from like 1500 to 2000 words each and post them as I went along. But I ended up with a new, better idea, and that never got published, so I guess it wasn't a better idea. At least if I wrote blog posts, they'd be posted. But yeah, I have an idea this year, as I've mentioned ad nauseum in the past few weeks. I know you're probably getting sick of hearing it. You're probably waiting for December 1st. Probably deleting my podcast from your feed until after NaNoWriMo. So I hope you're not. I really do. I don't look at metrics anymore, so I don't care how many subscribers I have. I'm just going to sit here and talk into a microphone. Okay, I will go a little off the topic because I know sitting here listening to me talk about writing for, you know, 15 minutes is going to be boring. Even with a near 1 minute intro, which I've been criticized about. I don't care. I'm keeping the intros. I don't care. So I'm glad to see my Boston Bruins have improved and are now winning. They're on a winning track. This is good. They've won three in a row and they have a 6-game point streak. So I'm happy. They won a tough fought game last night. Now, I'm not expecting them to win today. They're facing Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at 7, which I really hope they win, but I'm not sure. So what else is going on? This might end up being a really short podcast if I can't find anything else to talk about. I do have to say Anthony Marco got me thinking. If you listen to Love Hate Things earlier this week, he was talking about like a streaming network for like podcasters and, you know, music types too. And being able to just play whatever and just have a constant 24-hour, you know, 24/7 streaming network that I don't know if I'm really posting the, you know, or posting discussing this the right way, but I think I understood what you meant, and it's gotten me thinking, and I don't know if it's that difficult to do. I think it's going to cost something though. I mean, being able to host podcasts for free is one thing, but being able to consistently stream and actually support traffic, that's going to cost. But I think it's something to look into. I think if anyone else out there has any ideas how you do a streaming network of podcasts, I mean, imagine waking up one Saturday morning, like flipping on the stream and hearing me talk. Yeah, no, that idea doesn't seem so good anymore, does it? I'm sorry, I'm self-deprecating. I really am. But I think there's a possibility there. And I'd love to see it happen, but I don't know fully how to do it. I know it can be done. It's just I'm not that good. I mean, you have stuff like DiamondClub.tv, which is Brian Brushwood and Justin Robert Young's. It's basically a network that centers around their comedy show, but then they have other feeds in there too. They have like the Daily Tech News Show. Not sure if they do the morning stream in there, but they have plenty of other shows. They have like OMG Chad and Dick DiBartolo doing the Gizwiz on there. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to do. So if anyone has any idea how to do it, you know, hey, dude, speak up. Let's at least like discuss it. Even if we don't do it, I mean, I think it's a good discussion to have. I think it would be fun. Before I forget, big congratulations go out to MMD who found a job, and it sounds like he's really happy there. So what I gathered, he's doing like AV setup for conferences at a hotel, which just sounds really cool. I actually applied for a job like that, but they didn't want to pay me nearly enough. And I needed a certain amount, and they came. They were only willing to give me 2/3 of what I needed. I mean, if I would have gone to what I wanted, boy, they would have cut me short big time. But congratulations, MMD. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. And don't play them my podcast, because if they didn't like if they didn't like Up in This Brain, then they are not gonna like this one. Speaking of other podcasts, I've been kind of unmotivated with Illuminati Social Club. The problem is I'm not very good at approaching people to like come on the show. And I'd really like to get people to come on, but the thing is, I don't know what anybody likes as far as topics go. So, I don't want to have somebody come onto the show for a topic that they're not going to really be into. I want you to be into the topic that we're talking about. And also, if anybody needs, if anybody wants my voice on their podcast, let me know. I'm available most nights. And I can schedule myself, so if you want me to pop up, I know Candace does this too. She says, if you need somebody, if you want her on the podcast, then let her know. And I'm doing the same thing. If you want me on your podcast, hey, drop me a line. Let me know. I'd love to be on somebody else's podcast. And if you want to be on my podcast, let me know. I'm actually thinking about doing maybe just a once a month thing for the SGMR podcast. Since it's just me talking, I'd like to do like maybe a fifth episode or six, depending if there's how many Saturdays are in the month. I'd like to just not really have a topic, but just kind of have a conversation and see where it goes. And just have a different podcaster each month. Do it like a different night of the week. And just hang out and talk and see, see where it goes. So that's an idea that I've been having. This has been a rambling podcast. I'm still going to post it, but I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry if this is long and rambling and I'm boring you. But hey, it's my podcast. I can do what I want. You don't have to listen. You just download it and then delete it. I still feel like I've done something. But that's going to do it for me. I have to go make breakfast. So have a good day, everyone. Happy Halloween. If you're going to parties tonight, be careful driving. Have a designated driver, please. Don't drink and drive. We still want you to do podcasts and stuff. So, and if you are the designated driver, good on you. And if you're going out trick-or-treating with the little ones, be careful. And by the way, and I may put a link to it, there is an episode of Healthcare Triage earlier this week on YouTube where Dr. Aaron Carroll goes into the myths and like even research and reports of poisoned candy and other stuff like that. A lot of urban myth in there. But yeah, you're less likely to run into poison candy than you are to have a car run into you. So you know what? Before crossing the street, Look both ways. So that's going to do it for me. Happy Halloween, everyone. Have a good weekend. I will talk to you on Tuesday with OMGJK. That's right. OMGJK. Have a good weekend, everyone.